somewhere in America. In America. It's time for Overnight AM with Lan Lamphere. The alternative to everything else you've heard.
We bring the facts.
You bring your gray matter.
Ladies and gentlemen, I finally got Mr. Phil Berg on the line. It's been a long time coming, and I'll be honest with you, I'm tickled to have you here, Phil. I really didn't know if you were going to call me back or not.
Well, it's my pleasure to be on with you. I've been very, very busy the past few days, and hopefully we can get a message out to your listeners that they can do something now, because Obama, he's not for real.
You are the former deputy something or another. What is this?
I am a former, not the only one. I'm a former deputy attorney general of Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
a lifelong Democrat, which shocks a lot of people. Why mm-hmm. would I take on a Democrat? But the main reason I'm involved in this is there's nothing more important than our U.S. Constitution.
All right, let's stop right there and let's back up. All right, first off, what have you done? What has transpired? Of course, there's a lot of people who are listening right now who know that Phil Berg is the guy who filed the lawsuit against Barack Hussein Obama in a Pennsylvania court, and I think it's in federal court. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then it was shot down, from what I understand. Now, I'm going to go into the speculation real quick here. You have been chastised by a lot of people out there. A lot of people, including the mainstream media, which we'll get into in a little bit, have not taken your lawsuit seriously. They have not reported on it simply because they don't want to draw any more attention to themselves because it's liable to come to light as to what they're doing. I'll get into that, like I said, in just a moment. But you've been hit by someone like Andy Martin. Andy came on our radio program and he said openly that when I suggested, and I'm going to make this perfectly clear, I suggested, is it possible that Phil Berg is a pawn of Barack Obama, and it's just a wag the dog scenario. And he said, well, it's quite possible. I think he believes that. Now, I was just asking a question. Is that true?
Absolutely not. I mean, seriously, why would I be doing... How would this even help Obama? I mean, this doesn't help him at all. I'm sure... my website, which is ObamaCrimes.com, has been up now for 9 weeks, and we have over 88 million. That's 88 million hits. Now, if you think this is helping Barack Obama, I mean, someone's got to... Andy Martin, you got to get your head examined.
Right. Well, that was sort of my thought, too, but I couldn't say it. I was on the radio. 88 million, that's a lot of people. Are those all independent IPs? I mean, you should be selling advertising.
No, I didn't want to sell advertising because I didn't want to get involved. I wanted people to be able to go someplace, present an issue without worrying about, you know, are they for this particular product or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, now remember, I mean, 88 million hits does not mean 88 million people.
Right.
You know, this is hits. So let's assume for a minute it's only 40 million. Now let's go even lower. Let's say it's 30 million people because people come back and they want to go what's on. If 30 million people are talking to 1, 2, 3, 4 other people,
mm-hmm.
so you're talking between 30 million and 120 million people.
Okay.
If that helps a campaign, I don't think so when I'm throwing negatives there because I truly believe that Barack Obama is a phony. I think there's a fraud. This is the biggest hoax being put on the American public in the history of our country. You know, I really believe 1,000%, or I'll go higher, 1,000,000%, that he was born in Kenya. He is not a natural-born citizen, and he cannot qualify, does not meet the qualifications for president. There are three qualifications for president. You'd be 35 years of age, he is. You lived in this country for 14 years, he has, and you'd be a natural-born citizen. He's not. So I don't know who's kidding who. And significant, I didn't get involved in this whole scenario until August of 2008. What's important is 2 months before that, because this has been around for over a year, people are questioning Barack Obama. So what happens in June 2008? Everyone mark that down. June 2008, on their own, on the Barack Obama campaign website, they put a document on there to try to quiet down the questions. They put a document on there called a certification of live birth indicating that Barack Obama was born in Hawaii. The document has been tested by several experts. It has been altered. At the bottom of the document it says, if there's any alteration, this document is invalid. Well, the document is invalid. So I don't know who's kidding who here.
Okay, wait a minute. How is the document invalid? I mean, just to come out and say it, can you give me a description of why it's invalid at this point in time?
Well, there's a number of things on my website, but the most significant is under the name Barack Obama, you can see the word Maya, M-A-Y-A, which is his half-sister. So they took a document from his half-sister and tried to doctor it up for him. I mean, you know, with the, all the technology around today, you know, they did that horrible a job in trying to make a forgery. I mean, it's ridiculous. Now, also, a certification of live birth is supposed to have the same information, although less, of a birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
But if this document is forged, what it is, then the question is, you know, why? And then the question is, what's the real information? Okay?
Right.
Now, here's the thing. If he was really born in Hawaii, why put a forged document up there? Why didn't he put up his birth certificate? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and the other thing, on the certification of live birth, for instance, the number of the document is blacked out. Why would you black out the number of your birth or the birth certificate? It's not like your Social Security number. We're not asking for his bank account number. We're not asking how much money is in his bank.
Okay, so all this is over at ObamaCrimes.com.
Yes. The documents are on our website.
They are there?
Yeah, but the document is on their campaign website, which is significant.
I thought it was over at factcheck.org.
Oh, well, they went along and they said, oh, we looked at the original and it's the same document that they posted and it's for real. Well, it's not. If you take a look at it, the one on factcheck.org has a seal on it. The one over at Obama's site doesn't have a seal. And they say how they checked it and it's for real. Now, what you people have to understand is factcheck.org is owned by Annenberg of Chicago.
Right.
Annenberg of Chicago is the board that Obama used to sit on with guess who? With Bill Ayers.
Bill Ayers, right. Terrorist
so
Bill Ayers.
Do you think there's a possible conflict of interest there?
I think there is. I think there's a huge conflict of interest. It's something that I raised questions about to this audience weeks and weeks ago before I even heard of who Phil Berg was.
So therefore, you know, I would not believe. I mean, first of all, there's a seal, no seal, and it's by this organization. It's not credible. I mean, I don't know what people need. You know, see, here's the thing. The Obama campaign is a well-oiled machine.
Absolutely, it is.
Okay? They have so much money. They have people sitting by computers all day long looking at blogs. If someone makes a statement on a blog they disagree with, like, for instance, if I would go on there right now and say, I saw Obama today and he looked cross-eyed, they would come back and say, no, Phil, or no, Mr. Berg, whatever my code name is on there, you must be mistaken. Perhaps you should check your glasses. Perhaps you're tired. He's not cross-eyed. If McCain makes a remark that he disagrees with, within 2 or 3 hours, at the most a day, Obama has out there making a statement. One day I was so shocked, Obama, McCain said we got a new ad out. They put a new ad out on a certain day at 12 noon. McCain disagreed with it. By 6 o'clock that night, they had a new ad contra that ad, not only produced, but also somehow on television.
Yeah, I've been wondering about that. I mean, I know a little bit about television production, and I've been wondering how they're cranking these things out so quickly.
Well, they got a lot of money. They got people around to do things. What's significant now is the fact that my lawsuit's been out there 8-9 weeks. And significant is the fact that, but for their lawyers delaying the case, which they're allowed to do, you know, legally you can do, but we'll get into that in a minute,
mm-hmm.
but for the lawyers making filing a motion to dismiss and a protective order, there has been not one word from them about my lawsuit. Now,
You're talking about Obama, from Obama's campaign or his people.
I don't expect him or his people, not one word. Now that's
but that doesn't necessarily. I heard you on Michael Savage, and I got to say something here. Just because you haven't heard anything from their people doesn't necessarily mean that they're giving up. Maybe they're just not taking you seriously.
Yeah, but here's the thing. What they could have said was, before I had 88 million hits, they could have said the day after I filed the suit, some attorney has filed a lawsuit. He's got 24 hours to take down this lawsuit, or we're going to sue him for millions of dollars for defamation. And by the way, here's Barack Obama's birth certificate. They didn't say one or the other. And this is significant because 88 million hits, and it could be 50, 60 million people. A lot of people are concerned about this. And the case has gone on and on and on.
All right,
why would
right
you want
there.
Something negative?
Well, I agree, but I got to go out to break here real quick. Okay.
Sure.
Well, let's go out to break. I heard a phone in the background. You can get that while we're doing this. You're listening to Mr. Phil Berg. I've been begging him to come on the radio program. He's here for you, people. Listen up, because we're going to hit it hard tonight. You're listening to Landland Fear and Overnight AM. Everybody stick around. You know there's an awful lot more to come with Mr. Phil Berg. Check out his website, ObamaCrimes.com. Okay, I'm on the phone with Mr. Phil Berg. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all for you tonight, right here on the Landland Fear program, the radio program, otherwise known as Overnight AM, because, of course, it airs in the middle of the night. Phil, let's get back into this Obama deal. I know you understand, and I understand, and you understand, that Barack Obama is quite possibly the Antichrist. That's the way I feel about him. That's another show, but hopefully I'll get that out maybe on Monday, because I want to nail that down before the election. You are literally, you're on the opposite side, the polar side of the political right-wingers. You're a Democrat.
Correct.
Right? Correct, right? But you're not the socialist Democrat that we've seen the Democratic Party evolve into out of the 60s, out of the Jimmy Carter era. Is that correct?
That's correct.
You're a traditional Democrat. You're a John F. Kennedy, a Bobby Kennedy Democrat.
Lifelong Democrat, just for your listeners, 31 years as a committee person, chairman of the Democratic Party in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, former member of the Democratic State Committee for 8 years, and a Democratic candidate in the primaries for governor of Pennsylvania and United States Senate from Pennsylvania. I guess I'm a pretty solid Democrat.
You're a pretty solid Democrat. You're lifelong. I'm surprised you're not on the Electoral College.
Yeah, I didn't get. Well, they wouldn't put me there. See, they want only people that they can control.
I understand. Yeah, that's the reason why I was bringing it up, is making that point.
Okay.
That's the point to be made, that is for the people who can be controlled. Okay, let's get back into this Obama thing. His birth certificate, as far as you're concerned, is absolutely false. It's illegitimate.
Wait, back up. Hold on.
All right.
They haven't shown you. People keep throwing a birth certificate. They haven't shown a birth certificate. They show a certification of live birth. It's supposed to have the same information, although less information, than a birth certificate, but it's not a birth certificate. A gentleman called me a week or two ago. He said, I've been carrying my certification of live birth for 40 years. I went to get a passport, and they said, sorry, no good, you need a birth certificate. A woman called and said, I tried to register my child for Little League with the certification of live birth. They wouldn't accept it, said I needed a birth certificate.
Right.
So what a birth certificate is also used at times for schooling, it's a time for the draft, perhaps, some states for the driver's license. A birth certificate, if any of your listeners have misplaced it, which most people don't, they can get a new one in 2, 3, 4, 5 days, paying anywhere from $5 to $20.
Right.
How long would it take a U.S. senator to get a copy of his certified copy of his birth certificate from Hawaii, if that's where he's really born, what he says? It might take him a day because he's a senator. They could probably fax him a real good copy in about 20 minutes.
You know, something that would stand in for it.
Yes.
But they haven't addressed this. Obama's campaign, his managers, his handlers, have not addressed this lawsuit that you put out there. Why is that? Why do you think that that's the case? Do you think that they just don't take you seriously?
No, I think the reason they haven't done it, and the reason something significant in my case, when they fail to answer admissions, and when they fail to answer admissions, they're deemed admitted, even though the district judge just skipped over that, because if they answer in my lawsuit, then it becomes perjury. And perjury is an offense in federal court that many people end up in jail when they can't convict them on the main crime, but they get them for perjury. And they haven't responded because they're afraid of perjury, because it's a total lie. I have a recorded statement. I have a recorded statement from his paternal grandmother, which I can't release right now for certain reasons, but the transcript of that is in the, we just filed with the Supreme Court of the United States, and it'll be up on my website shortly.
That was like a day ago.
Yeah.
First time I called you.
Yep. And the transcript.
Well, no, take that back. The first time I actually reached you.
Right. Okay. I know. Our phones are crazy, and I apologize.
Right.
But the transcript states, and it's Sarah Obama stating, my grandson, Barack Obama, was born in Kenya. I was in the hospital when he was born. Now, it's there. I have it. I mean, I don't have the birth certificate. We've subpoenaed records. We subpoenaed with a federal subpoena the hospital records from the two hospitals in Honolulu to see where he was born. And the reason I say that is his stepsister, Maya, says he was born at one hospital, and he says, no, he was born at the other hospital. Now, when you tell the truth, everything's correct. When you lie, and I represent criminals, and then I can tell the difference right away. I interview them 2, 3 times. If the story's consistent every time, it's the truth. And when they go all over the place, like they do on this Obama thing, it means they're not telling you the truth.
Right. I'm reading off of my website. I've been taking press releases that I've gotten from your friend and mine, Webster Tarpley, who appeared on my show last week.
Okay.
And I've been following this story as best I can. On page 2 of LandLandFear.com, which is the official Overnight AM radio program website, it says, according to a federal judge, we the people have no right to police the eligibility requirements for running for the President of the United States under the U.S. Constitution. Now this is a little bit confusing to me. You're telling me, and this, from what I gathered, I understood that the federal judge threw this out of court, smacked no suit right across your face on my website because you filed it in the wrong court. Is that true?
No. He threw it out. He said, I don't have standing.
You don't. In other words, you don't have a stake in the outcome.
Right. It means that I, or Lan, or any of your listeners, or Webster Tarpley, none of us have standing. None of us can question because we don't have standing. He's saying that no American has the right to question this. And he suggests in there that perhaps Congress will deal with it someday and establish some rules. I mean, please. You know, I mean, this is, we're dealing with someone. Obama is asking us, he's saying, I want to be your president. I want you to employ me for the next 4 years. And the only thing we're saying back is, show us you're qualified. The only thing missing here is your birth certificate. But what happened was he waited so long in not giving me a birth certificate because he can't, I believe, because he wasn't born in Hawaii, that it caused us to investigate further, and that's why we found out that he, even if he was born in Hawaii, he's no longer a natural born citizen because he became a citizen of Indonesia, and also he did something blatantly against the United States when he went to Pakistan when he was 20 years of age.
What was that?
Well, let's go for the first one. The first one is his parents divorced. And in his book, because he's brazen, you know, in his book he says, my stepfather, that's this Lolo Sotoro, returned to Indonesia before my mother and I. And I'm paraphrasing, not the exact words. And when we went to Indonesia, I immediately went to school. Well, in the 1960s, Indonesia was at war. They had turmoil. The only one who could go to school there were natural-born citizens of Indonesia. Now, we know Barack wasn't born there. But what happened was, one of two things occurred. Either his stepfather adopted him, which would have made him natural-born of Indonesia under the law, or his stepfather could have just acknowledged him. Either way, he would have been considered a natural-born of Indonesia, and that's the only way he could have gone to school. Now,
right.
To substantiate our argument on that is, on my website, ObamaCrimes.com, we have a copy of his school record, which was also seen by the television show Inside Edition filmed it, and the one we have is from the Associated Press.
Okay.
What? It's significant because his name there is Barry Sotoro. His stepfather is Lolo Sotoro. So his name on that document is Barry Sotoro. And then it says nationality, and it says Indonesia. Then it says religion, Islam. Now, I don't want to go into religion, but remember, he said I was never Islam. But let's just deal with
that. Well, I got a picture. My dad, I mentioned earlier, has got a picture of him and his wife, him in a turban, her holding a rifle of some kind, and it's out there in his work shed. He framed it and put it in his work shed. Don't tell me he wasn't a Muslim. At one time, this man was a Muslim.
Right. Well, now, yeah, but according to him...
According to him, he's a bald-faced liar. He's the Antichrist. He is a socialist. He's a Marxist. This is a man who will do and say anything to get into the office of the president, including lying to you and a federal judge. He's not going to give a flying crap. This guy, he's got one purpose in life, to get into this office and destroy this country. Because he wasn't happy with the Constitution when the civil rights people were marching. Martin Luther King apparently was sitting in the back room of some shady alley and said, okay, we're going to get everybody to rewrite the Constitution just to fit us.
Well, significant is the fact, which made the first time I was really concerned and looked at Obama, was in April of 2008 when it came out about Reverend Wright. And we found out that on the day that he announced his candidacy about 21 months ago from now, that Reverend Wright prayed with him downstairs, but he wouldn't bring Reverend Wright up on the platform with him. So he knew back then that Reverend Wright was a problem. In April 2008, when the questions came out about the statements Reverend Wright had made, Barack Obama went on to every cable TV show that Friday night and said on every show, I was never in a pew when Reverend Wright made any statements you people are questioning.
You're right. He was sitting downstairs watching on closed circuit television.
Okay. But listen, now what happened, though, by Monday, a day and a half later, when he gave his supposed famous race speech, which if you really read it, isn't that fabulous. But he's a great deliverer of a speech when he's using a teleprompter. And most of the time at all his events, he's using a teleprompter. And they get such a close look on him, you don't know he is. But he's always reading to his left or right. He's reading off the teleprompter. But in the Philadelphia speech, he slipped a line in his speech, and most people didn't even hear about it, but I got the speech and I read it and I have a copy of it. He said, "I was in a pew when Reverend Wright made those statements everyone's concerned about." So he switched his whole answer within a day and a half. But most people didn't even hear that remark.
That's because they don't want to hear it.
Right. Well, they don't want to hear it, but he puts in, he says what he has to say at that time. When he said that, it made me realize this guy, he's not for real. But on this birth certificate, how hard is it to produce a valid birth certificate if you have one? So now, in Indonesia, he's there. Now what happens? He comes back at age 10. Mom sends him back to her parents in Hawaii who raised him, the white grandparents. Now, what happens over there? One of two things happened. He either went through immigration. If he did, because he was a citizen of Indonesia and went through immigration, he would now only be a naturalized citizen of the United States, even if he had been born in Hawaii in the first instance. Because once he became a citizen of Indonesia in the 60s, which did not provide for dual citizenship, he could have only come back as a naturalized citizen. And that could be resolved very easily if we got a certified copy from immigration of the certificate of citizenship that was given to him when he came back. On the other hand, it's a possibility because his mother was, she's a young kid doing this, married one guy, divorced, married someone else, one for Kenya, then in Indonesia. It's very possible mom just sent him back to Hawaii on however he got to Indonesia, perhaps an Indonesia passport, whatever, without going through immigration. If he went back without going through immigration, today Barack Obama would be an illegal alien.
That's right.
Not only not able to run for president, but not able to be United States Senator from Illinois.
Right. Well, he's got an awful lot to lose at this point.
Sure he does. So that's why it's best not to answer anything here. So that's a real possibility. So
if he gets elected, even as the president-elect, and he foregoes having to deal with you and your suit, going to the Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, once he becomes president-elect, does he have the power to go back and modify those documents and then say, okay, look, you're a liar, Philip Berg, here's all those documents?
No, because you're actually not even president-elect. November 4th, the voters vote, but they're really not electing a president. They're electing electors. And the electors meet the first or second week in December in all the state capitals in the nation. And those electors, whoever got more votes in, say in the state of Illinois where he's from, Obama gets more votes than McCain. That means those electors in December meet and cast all their votes.
Right, that's the electoral college process.
Electoral college. But those votes then are sent on to Congress, which are open on the first or second week in January. So during that period of time, that 2 month period of time, I will still be able to pursue the action against the electors saying he's not qualified. So he's not going to be done with me at that point. Or the 88 million hits that we've got, which keeps increasing. We get 2 to 3 million hits a day right now. So There's a lot of people that will still be able to question, and he's going to have to produce his documents.
We need to get this this audio file up over on your website so that people can hear you answering hard questions and getting down to the nitty-gritty here.
Oh, sure, and I don't mind. I mean, I'll take any question from any person at any time, but Obama won't. He won't deal with this issue.
Right. Let me tell you what I've done, okay? Sure. I have on my website, because I am a politically incorrect individual to the hilt, because I believe that the word political correctness means communism. It means socialism. It's the indoctrination of our society into a lifestyle that I'm absolutely unaware of and not ever going to be a part of. And I'm not the only people. I'm not the only one like me. There's millions of us out there. That's accounting for all those 88 million hits that you have on your website that want to see Barack Obama go down. Now, on my website, I have the word fascist. Barack Obama's abuse of power begins. And we see this instance where, in a quote-unquote, one of his people have taken the liberty to go after and do some research on Joe the Plumber, and try to find out whether or not he was behind on his child support in that state, it's not even relevant that he wasn't coming into a large sum of money. He was just on television. And they bent the law around the need to do this because Obama, as far as I'm concerned, personally asked this woman or someone in the higher echelon of the Obama campaign asked this woman to do this so that they could dig up dirt and use it to turn the other cheek or wag the dog away from Obama and his failings. Would you agree with me so far?
Yes, that sounds very, absolutely.
Sounds very plausible, right on target, right? Wag the dog situation, make you look the other way while he's picking your pocket. That's exactly, you know, we see this happen on a daily basis in street thugs when they're out there just, you know, snatching purses and stuff. Distract you. It's just a distraction technique. Would you say it's okay to call Barack Obama a fascist?
I'm not sure. You know,
based on Webster's Dictionary.
Well, maybe. I mean, you know, I don't want to go. See, the thing is, I'm trying to stay clean off of that. I'm trying to stay straight and narrow on the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Because as soon as I say something
but
like that.
But you know, you're Joe, wait a minute, hold on. You're talking about the Constitution here. The Constitution wasn't built for fascist. It wasn't built for a dictatorship in this country, and that's exactly what you're fighting. You're fighting to keep that out of there, are you not?
Yes, I am. But
okay,
I
know you're not going to come out and say that you think Barack Obama is a fascist.
Only because I don't want to lose any people on the issue I'm going, mm-hmm. which is the most important, that our Constitution must be followed, and I want to make sure that he's qualified for president. Listen, if he's qualified, I'd withdraw my lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
But he hasn't showed he's qualified. You know, it's hard for me to do this against a Democrat. I've been a Democrat all my life. I've been out there fighting for Democrats forever. But to me, he's not a true Democrat because he's not a true, honest person here.
So, in my opinion, Barack Obama is a fascist.
Okay, well...
That's what I believe, and that's what a lot of other people believe, if they understand the word fascist. Webster Tarpley is another person. Andy Martin seems to think that Webster is a crazy person. He also seems to think that you're crazy as well. And I'm just repeating based on what he said in my previous program. I'm not saying anything that is that he hasn't said himself. I'm not trying to pit you guys against each other.
Well, I don't want to pit against either, but when Andy Martin starts talking about that Barack Obama's father is not Barack Obama Sr. and is someone else, you know, that's, to me, trying to take the eye off of the real subject matter here. And the real subject matter is he qualified to be president? And by throwing in other... See, I'm trying to say straight and narrow. When you try to come up with other stuff like that, the people say, this guy's crazy.
Right.
Okay? I'm not crazy, and I want to stay this straight, and that's why I don't go fascism and stuff. I want to go straight in the narrow line.
Mm-hmm.
And when people like this, when Andy Martin comes up with statements like that, it raises question in my mind. Is your intent to sell your books, or is your intent to find out the truth? My intent is to find out the truth.
Well, I appreciate you trying to find out the truth right here for this audience, and I can assure you that they appreciate you being here. By the way, you did a hell of a job talking with Michael Savage. I think it was the longest interview I've ever heard Michael Savage do.
That's what he told me. He said, when they first called, I looked at my schedule here. They asked me, I said, how long? You know, he said, well, 10-minute slot. I said, okay. When we were done after an hour and a half, he said I was the longest person ever. And we had a great show because I answered the questions. I'm not afraid of answering any questions. As you can see, throw anything you want at me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to. I have no problem with doing that. And I have no problem with making myself an ass to get to the truth if I have to. That's the difference about my radio program and everybody else's. They're trying to keep up appearances. I don't care because this radio program's not about me. It's about the listener. That's why you're here. All right, so we've got about 4 minutes here before we got to go out to break. 3 minutes. So
let me talk.
That's what I was going to do. I was going to give you the floor.
Well, the situation is, so therefore, after Indonesia, he's not a natural-born citizen. However, let's just skip along and say that he was born in Hawaii and Indonesia didn't occur, just hypothetically. At age 20, our country restricted people from going to Pakistan. But what does Barack Obama do? He goes to Pakistan with two friends on an Indonesia passport. Now, if he had a U.S. passport and also...
Wait a minute. Hold on. You mean he used an Indonesian passport to go to Indonesia?
No, to go to Pakistan.
And
when he was 20 years of age.
Okay, when he was 20. All right.
1981.
Okay.
Well, 1981, no American citizen could go to Pakistan because it was a restricted nation. No one was allowed to go there.
Right.
So by him going there, if he was an American citizen, natural born at that time, hypothetically, he would have lost his citizenship because he took an overt act against the United States by going to a country that you're not allowed to go to. So at that point, he would no longer be a natural born citizen. But that gets some technical issues there. But you have the fact that he was born in Kenya, therefore not natural born. You have the fact that he's adopted or acknowledged in Indonesia, comes back here, he can only be naturalized or an illegal alien. And then you have a 20 years of age, he goes off on a to Pakistan when it's a restricted from our country. Therefore, there's one, two, or three, or four reasons why he is not natural born. So to resolve the problem very easily is, Barack Obama would have to bring to us one other thing, his name. His name, his legal name today could be Barry Soturo if he never legally changed it after he was adopted in Indonesia. So we'd like to see his certified copies, because I wouldn't trust anything from him, we'd like to see a certified copy of his birth certificate, any name change documents, the certificate of citizenship from immigration if he has it, and therefore, that would establish whether he is a citizen or not a citizen.
Okay. All right. That makes absolute sense. All right. Let's get back to this when we come back from this break. Everybody stick around. This is Mr. Phil Berg. Go to check out his website at ObamaCrimes.com. He'll be here for the next half hour. We're going to learn a little bit more about this Obama situation. You guys stick around. There's a lot more to come. If you're like me, you've got feral cats, strays, dogs, all of your neighbors' animals coming up to your house to get something to eat. I'm having to feed all kinds of animals, and some, even possums. I got possums coming up. But let me tell you about my cats. They're adorable. My cats are awesome, but I noticed here recently that they were having a hard time with digesting their food. I know it sounds a little gross, but that's the case. That was until I tried Dinovite. That's right, Dinovite Feline Supplement. You guys have got to check this out. It's real easy to find. Just go to Dinovite.com, or you can call them at 859-428-1000. Again, it's 859-428-1000. Once you see what this product does for the coat on your animal, you got to see this to believe it. www.dinovite, D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com, or give them a call today, Monday through Friday, 859-428-1000. That's 859-428-1000. Your cats will love you for it. My name is Lan Lamphere. You're listening to Overnight AM at my website, www.lanlamphere.com. It's L-A-N-L-A-M-P-H-E-R-E. All right? That's how you do it. Tonight I've got Mr. Philip Berg on the phone. This is the man who filed the lawsuit against Barack Obama. You guys all know how I feel about Obama, and I know how most of you feel about Obama. But this interview, ladies and gentlemen, is very important. I want you to go out and tell all of your friends, tell everybody. Look, I'm going to make this thing available for download. This section I'm going to turn into a podcast. You can go to our website and you can download it. I'm going to make it available to Mr. Philip Berg to put it on his website to download this interview. So share it. You can. It won't have any music in it or anything like that. You guys just keep listening. It'll be on the website here in a little while. All right. So, Mr. Berg, let's get back to Obama here. See what you have to say here.
Okay. Where do you want to go?
Well, what I'd like to do is find out. First, I've got a couple of questions. First off, I want to find out right off the bat. I want to cover this ground again. You're not working for the Obama campaign. You are not in any way associated with the Obama campaign. You're not trying to dissuade or distract. You see, Andy Martin seems to think that you're out there doing your thing because it's taking away from what he's doing. He went down to Hawaii. He had Obama follow him down there, which is rather advantageous, I think possibly fortuitous. And then he comes back up here. And then he gets his court date like 2 weeks after the 7th, I think the 18th or something. And I asked him, I said, look, is this going to help? Is this going to help nail Obama as being a liar? And he said, well, no, probably not. I'm like, what is the freaking point of doing it if it's not going to help? Now, how is what you're going to do going to help? And are you wagging the dog for Obama?
Well, I'm not trying to help Obama. If I was trying to help Obama, would I have made this case move ahead from the district court who sat on it? But I can't force a judge to make a decision. But once he did that, I appealed to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, and immediately pulled it from the Third Circuit Court of Appeals to the United States Supreme Court, which I filed on October 30th, 2008.
Okay, and let me ask a real question. Real quick, okay, you're filing all this, you're doing all that, that's great. Did you file this lawsuit, as is being circulated around the Internet and on the mainstream media, did you file this lawsuit in the wrong court, or was it that you did not have a state? Is that right? A state?
Wait. Who's hanging around court? Andy Martin?
Well, there's other sources out there that basically said you filed this in the wrong court, therefore it didn't have any pull.
How could I file in the wrong court? Let's think. What am I trying to
That was always my question. I asked myself, I asked this audience the other day, how in the world would an attorney, with the experience you have, file a lawsuit in the wrong court? Martin claimed that you did.
Well, the wrong court would be if I filed an action, say, in state court in Pennsylvania, when I'm going after a document that affects the whole United States. So I'm in the right court because I'm in the United States District Court for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, part of the federal court system, because what am I going after? I'm stating that he is violating the U.S. Constitution. That's not an issue you bring up in a local court or a state court. That's an issue you bring up in federal court.
I agree.
And now that the federal court ruled against me, I went to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, which is over Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. But I didn't let it sit there because time has running out, and I immediately filed an appeal to the United States Supreme Court, where I went down to Washington, and I filed it on the October 30th.
Right. Okay, so you did not file this in the wrong court, and his claim is that it's actually false. It's wrong.
Well, look.
I'm not trying to pin you guys against each other. I'm asking
a serious
question.
No, I don't want to get into personality. Let Andy think what he wants to think.
Well, he made my audience think something, and I'm trying to correct it.
Well, let's correct it. I mean, I'm there. I'm going after one thing. I haven't changed my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I have said from the beginning that Barack Obama is not natural born. I've said from the beginning that he can, if he would show the documents to prove me wrong, prove it. But he can't do it. That's why they keep going back to this fraudulent document. I haven't changed. I haven't, like Andy Martin, come up with, well, his father really wasn't his father. It's somebody else. So, Andy can do what Andy wants to do. But having a hearing in the second or third week in November doesn't do anything. I'm pressing the United States Supreme Court. I filed two things, a writ of certiorari, which means they can to review the case that was ruled against me for standing by the federal judge in Philadelphia, but I also did something else. And to do that, it's an expensive process. You have to have bound copies. I had to get like 70 or 80 bound copies so you could serve 40 to the Supreme Court. It costs several thousand dollars to do this, and you have to send three copies to every defendant that is involved in the case.
It gets pretty expensive pretty quick.
It does. So if anyone wants to go to ObamaCrimes.com and send us some money, it can't hurt. I'm a sole practitioner.
Absolutely not. Well, we'll push that from here forward.
Okay, but let me look at the second part. I also filed an application for a injunction to halt the November 4th, 2008 presidential election until the decision is rendered on the entire issue of whether he's natural born or not. So I'm asking the U.S. Supreme Court, the highest court in our land, to say, and for instance, so your listeners can understand, Bush versus Gore got to the U.S. Supreme Court real quickly.
Mm-hmm.
We're using some citations from Bush versus Gore in our brief to get to the U.S. Supreme Court right away because this issue is of national importance. It's a homeland security issue.
Right, exactly.
Barack Obama, for the past month, or I don't know exactly, has been getting, along with McCain, briefings, security briefings on the top secrets of our country. And that should not be given to someone who can't even, who's not qualified to be president, let alone that with the associations he's had with people, he couldn't even qualify to be a Secret Service agent to protect the president, yet he wants to be president.
No, that's wrong. He could not even qualify to be a police officer if he is not a legal citizen of this country.
Okay.
And at this point in time, it looks as though that is the case.
That's right. I mean, what is so hard to prove what I asked? You know, I'm not asking anything. I mean, when you get into things like Andy Martin's asking, then you need blood tests and all that kind of stuff. I'm not asking for that. I'm asking for a basic document that all of your listeners need many times in their lifetime. A copy of their birth certificate, a certified copy of the birth certificate in this case, because he has put up a fraudulent document in the first instance.
So you're asking for a certified copy of his birth certificate. Are you going to get this out of Obama? I mean, that's the next question everybody is asking. I'm wondering. I'm hoping, I'm praying that that's the case, that what you have exposed here is going to land him in so much hot water with this nation that we'll never see anybody like him or the Democrat. I hate to say this, I really do, Phil, but I want to see the Democrats either rearrange their thought process and their ideology and their philosophy or get the hell out of Dodge. because they're just gumming up the system at this point in time.
Okay, let's both think of something. Let's look at something very carefully.
All right.
I filed this lawsuit August 21st, over 2 months ago. It's delayed through the court system. The official.
But who's delaying it?
Well, the court system delayed.
Why are they delaying it?
Well,
I mean, everybody who listens to this show is going to ask themselves this question. Who's delaying it? Is it a conspiracy to delay this so that he gets into office?
I can't say that for sure because you can't push a federal judge when he's going to decide a case. But the case sat for 7 weeks or 8 weeks before the judge decided the case. The answer due by Obama and the Democratic National Committee was due August 24th. When they filed their motion to dismiss on that day, first off, I was outraged for one reason, because they have two different interests. The interest of Obama, of course, is to become president. The interest of Democratic National Committee is sure to have a Democratic candidate for president. But on the other hand, they have to assure the Democratic Party and actually all citizens of this country that they're putting forth a qualified candidate. And I think they failed in that duty. They failed in their responsibility, because let's backtrack. They were formally served on September the 4th, but on August 22nd, the day after I filed the suit, I sent a copy by fax to Obama, a copy by fax to the Democratic National Committee. Now, although it was not formal service, think about it for one moment. Howard Dean at that moment should have called Obama on the phone and said, "What's going on? Are you a natural-born citizen? If you are, let me see the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, we're not going to nominate you at the convention next week in Denver," no matter what he had planned and all this kind of stuff. So therefore, I think there's collusion between Howard Dean and between Barack Obama. So much so that I've called for the past 4, 5, 6 weeks that Howard Dean should resign.
Right.
I think he's a disgrace to the Democratic Party.
Well, absolutely.
On one of two reasons. He should have either come out and said, "I'm wrong," and showed the documentation, or had Obama off the ticket. He didn't do that. I also think that when this case is over, either now or sometime before the swearing in or after that, whenever the truth comes out, and it will come out, I think that Howard Dean and the top official of the Democratic National Committee, I think that Barack Obama and Michelle Obama and the top people on his campaign should all be indicted and tried and let the court system deal with them, because I think this is the biggest hoax that ever was put on, upon the country in the history of our country.
Why has it gotten to this point, Phil? By the way, I'd like to point something out here. I'm asking these questions in regard to the Democratic Party. I happen to be a registered Democrat. I'm a registered Democrat in the state of Oklahoma, which is going against the grain in Oklahoma because everybody here is Republicans.
Okay.
But I would never, 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 ever vote for the likes of Barack Obama. And as a matter of fact, as a registered Democrat, I will tell you what I'm going to vote. I'm going to vote straight Republican all the way, because our Congress is in jeopardy and our presidency is in jeopardy, which means our Constitution, based on the words from Barack Obama in an interview in 2001, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, which he wants to create a secondary Bill of Rights, is in jeopardy. This country is going down the drain because of this entitlement mentality. Would you agree with that?
Well, again, I'm not trying to go into issues, only because and not that I'm disagreeing with you or agreeing. I want it very straightforward that I am trying to force
You've made that abundantly clear.
Oh,
I'm asking you,
do you
believe that this country is going down the drain because of the Democratic Party?
Well, I'm not getting into issues on that. I'm sticking straight. You're not going to get me off that. I want the Constitution followed. Everyone listening to me should want the Constitution followed. If I start talking, knocking the Democratic Party or talk fascism, I'm going to lose people. I want to stay straight and narrow. And that's why we have 88 million hits. Because I've stayed straight and narrow here. I want one thing. Show us the documents that you're natural born. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong so I can support you. But you haven't done it, and I can't support you. And matter of fact, I'm going to put up on our website, I think no one should vote for Barack Obama, and no one in this country should vote for him unless he can show us in the next few days that he's natural born.
Do you think that he will do it?
No.
How are you going to push the issue to make him do this, to force this? Everybody's listen. I imagine you feel like you've got the entire weight of the world on your shoulders at this point in time. How do you push him to get this out there? We, the people, at this point in time, Phil, are counting on you. We're counting on you to get this out there, not just the Republican Party. I'm sure Sean Hannity would just be jumping up and down if he was to find out where this is at. Apparently, Barack has targeted Sean to the point of no end. But how are we going to get this out of Barack? I mean, is a federal judge really going to look at this, since it's been thrown out of one circuit court and into another, into the Supreme Court? Are they going to look at this and go, well, you got no stake in this thing? You, how in the world could you possibly have a stake in this thing?
I don't have a stake in this thing. I don't gain anything of this. My clients are.
But that's the reason
right
why
now.
They threw out the original lawsuit, is it not?
Well, no, they threw it out. They said I don't have standing. I mean,
standing, not stake. Standing. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So, is it a possibility that the U.S. federal, Supreme Court is going to throw it out because you do not have standing?
Well, I hope not. What I would like the U.S. Supreme Court to do is Monday morning. I would love them to say, Barack Obama, you have until 4 o'clock this afternoon to show you're natural born. If not, you're off the ballot. Or to say on Monday that the election for president is stayed for several days, giving Barack Obama time to prove he's a natural citizen or he's going to be removed from the ballot. That's what I'd like to say. It's very simple. See, I'm not asking for complex legal issues here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to ask for the interpretation of words and everything else. We're saying the definition of natural born is very specific. And we're saying show that you are natural born. Produce a certified copy, and that would give him a couple of days, of your birth certificate from Hawaii. He says Hawaii, you know, and they sealed records there. Now, remember, that's because of Andy Martin, too. They sealed records there of any records, but they didn't seal his birth certificate because there's no birth certificate. There might be a certification of live birth there that's a real one, or maybe not. I don't know. Maybe they have nothing there. Maybe his mother didn't register him there. That's why they need the one from Maya, which I could probably believe. There's probably no records there, but they don't want people pondering through the records. It was a little weird what the governor did over there. It didn't make sense. But she did not say, I'm sealing the birth certificate, because she couldn't seal the birth certificate. There's nothing there. And he was just there. Barack Obama was in Hawaii the week before the Democratic National Convention, and he was just there last week because, a strange story, all of a sudden on a Tuesday he says, I'm going to go visit my grandmother in Hawaii because she's dying, and I'm going to leave in 20 minutes.
Right, exactly. I thought that was rather strange.
Then he says he changes it, and he leaves 2 days later. Now, if his grandmother, who meant so much to him in his lifetime, then how come he didn't take Michelle with him? How come he didn't take his wife with him, and maybe even his kids, because this would be perhaps the last time? Now they report she's doing fine, that she only had some hip surgery. So it was a very strange. But during that visit, he could have gone over and got a certified copy of his birth certificate.
I tell you what is amazing to me is that we just found out that his aunt that he mentions in his book is living in Swallow. I mean, the woman can't even afford a cane. She weighs, what, 90 pounds. She's not eating. She's living in a public housing complex. This is a man who goes down to Hawaii to see this lady in a hospital to check on her and have all this big pompous press over it that he's going down there to see his family. And we just find out, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and a bunch of other people just find out that this other woman is living up here in the United States on the coastland, and she hasn't got anything. And yet he says and directly mentions her in his book, yet she's got nothing. He hasn't come to her rescue as though, well, it's just like he's saying, I want to come to the rescue of the United States and hope and change and change and hope. And he hasn't bothered doing anything for her. So what the hell makes this country seem to think that he's going to do something for this country worthwhile is beyond me. He's doing everything for Barack Obama.
That's right. And how about his half-brother that is living in Kenya on a dollar a month.
Yeah, roughly.
He's really helped him out a lot, too, hasn't
Absolutely.
He?
Absolutely. I mean, he's gone way out of his way to make sure that he's comfortable and he's got food.
And when he went to Hawaii last week, what was told? People were told that this is his last living relative, they implied. Well, what about his paternal grandmother, Sarah Obama, who's living in Kenya, who I have the recording from, who says I was in the hospital when he was born here in Kenya. So, you know, is he just negating that right now? And the latest, I don't know if you heard the latest, that the Obama family will no longer give any interviews over in Kenya right now.
Right now?
Yeah,
right
now.
Are they going to do it later after the election?
Oh, who knows? But they've been silenced right now. No statements are being given. Why not? Because they don't want the truth to come out.
Well, Jerome Corsi goes down to Kenya, and literally, a friend of mine, Craig Smith, has to put forward money, along with a ton of other people, to get Corsi back out of there and get him shipped over to Europe and get him back to the United States. And the poor man comes back, and he's absolutely inundated with he almost lost his life. He's inundated with the fact that he almost lost his life. I mean, it throws him in the bed for two or three days. And Craig's telling me this over the phone, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. This happened, and then it hit the press. Then it hit WorldNet Daily. It hit Fox News. It hit everywhere. Kenya is in the pocket of Barack Obama. Not only that, but there is speculation, and this is my personal opinion, but there is speculation on the Internet that he had over 5,000 people or had somehow in some way involved in having over 5,000 people silenced in Kenya. Is that true? Have you heard anything about that?
I've heard that, and I think that's what, without knocking him, I think that's what Andy Morton brought back. He brought back some emails between Barack Obama and Odinga, I think it is. Over
Odinga,
there.
Exactly.
And after Odinga lost the race over there, there were all kinds of troubles went over there. Churches were burned. People were burned alive.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot of questions involved. And, and Barack Obama's tied to it. But then the national media who travels with him does not ask any questions at all. It's a total disgrace. Look what they did to Governor Palin during the past 4 or 5 weeks. And if you're going to do that, and I'm not knocking one way or the other, but if you're going to do that, that's proper. You know, go into her background. But why is, since he started running, Barack Obama, he's like off, you know, you can't ask any questions. I think some people are afraid, well, if we ask him a question, they're going to think it's race. It's a race issue.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I am a lifelong Democrat, which shocks people going into a Democrat. I happen to be white, and I'm also a paid-up life member of the NAACP. So it's pretty hard. So don't accuse me of being a racist.
NAACP, huh?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Are you a member of the NRA as well?
Yeah, I'm a paid-up life member of the NRA. I'm a strange Democrat, aren't I?
You are a very strange Democrat. Paid-up member. I've got as a matter of fact, everybody, if you go to landlamphere.com, you can find a link over at our website. It says Join NRA here. It's the left-hand side about a quarter of the way down. That actually links to my friend Glenn Beck's website in which the NRA is offering you a pamphlet. It's actually a book. That explains your Second Amendment rights. You need to go check it out. It's for free, doesn't cost you a dime. Take advantage of that offering from glennbeck.com as well as the National Rifle Association. Check it out. All right, so that's incredible. You're a member of the NRA. We may need it before it's all over with. Let me ask you this real quick, because we're coming up here on the top of the hour, then we're going to go into overnight AM overload, everybody. Y'all stick around. Real quick, do you believe that the election, if Obama makes it into office, that there could be a revolution in this country? This is one of the big things that I think a lot of people are worried about.
Well, people are saying here that if he doesn't get in, there could be riots in the streets.
You can also find that at our website as well.
Right. And the thing is that win or lose, I hope this country, we have enough problems right now in our financial situation. Win or lose, there should be no riots. Win or lose, like if, for instance, my case is successful in the next few days and Obama is taken off the ballot, there should no be riots. There should not be any riots. For one reason. The only one to blame is who?
Obama.
Obama. He's the only one.
But wait a minute. Hold on. The people of the United States are going to say, no. These crazy lefties are going to go, that was a conspiracy. It was the George Bush administration who did that. Just like they blew up the levees down in Hurricane Katrina and flew planes into the 9/11 towers, into the World Trade Center. They're going to go nuts over this.
Well, but the only one to blame, the truth here is Obama. And Obama, the only thing he could do if he's taken off officially because of my action, the only deal he should make with the authorities real quick is, I'll talk to the people here if you give me lesser charges when you charge me criminally.
Can they charge him criminally for this?
Oh, absolutely. I think this is a fraud upon the American public.
Right, but will they pursue it?
I mean, who will do it? Over 18, he owes an explanation to everybody, but more important, he owes an explanation to the 18-plus million people who voted for him, and how about the people that donated over $600 million to him?
Well, I got to admit, I mean, you got me there, but how are they going to react? That's the question.
Well,
you know, nobody wants to lose, Phil. Nobody ever wants to lose. And when you donate that kind of money, when you donate your effort and your energy, and you put your heart into it, and believe it or not, the lefties, the bottom line is that they feel first before they think. And they're feeling this out because they want hope and change and hope and pie. That's what they want.
Yeah, but if you want change, hope, and stuff, this is a candidate for change who can't even qualify as a candidate for president of the United States by producing documents that says he's qualified. the any problems that come in this country are the full responsibility of Barack Obama, and he should be held accountable, and he should step forth at that point as a man, which I don't know if he can, and say, you know what, I goofed, I made a mistake here, my apology, let's have calm in the streets and we'll work things out.
How in the hell do you think that Obama is going to be able to stand up in front of his Change for America, blah, 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 little podium, and say to the American people, oh, I screwed up, I didn't know.
No, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
I completely forgot about that whole birth certificate thing down in Hawaii. Oh, yeah, but I got served 6 months ago with paperwork. I just slipped my mind. My God, can you imagine? It sounds like Nixon.
Well, that's
I am not a crook.
That's right. Well, that's a burden on him. And it's a shame because Watergate, if he had came out in the middle and at the beginning and said, yeah, we broke in, what got Nixon is what? Is the cover-up.
That's right.
And what's going to get Obama?
Well, actually, it wasn't just the cover-up that got Nixon. It was the fact that he had taken public funds and done exactly what Barack Obama did the other night with that 30-minute commercial. And I listened to McCain point that out. I'm like, are you sure about that, McCain? I went and come in here and looked it up online myself. If you go look that information up on Watergate, go to Wikipedia.com. Check it out. You can see that Barack Obama using and McCain and Obama both signed promissory notes that they would not go in that direction using that public money to do that, and they did it anyway. Barack Obama did it anyway. And nobody has said anything about it. Nobody's slapped him on the wrist. Nobody has walked in there and pulled down his pants and spanked him like the little boy that he is. Nobody's done any of these things. What makes you think, Phil, that people are going to respond and that he's going to respond to your charges that he's not, one, a U.S. citizen, two, that he's not qualified to be the President of the United States or even a police officer in this country at this point in time? What makes you think that they're going to do that?
Well, someone's going to have to do something, because if not, we're aimed. The troubles that we have now in the financial dilemma are nothing compared to the troubles, that the potential problems there. So someone's going to have to come forth and do something. I'll do everything in my power to explain where the problem was. It's not with Phil Berg, because I've just been asking for the truth.
Right, good enough. All right, we got to go out to break, everybody. You guys stick around. There's a lot more to come of Overnight AM and the Overnight AM Overload. It'll be about 30 minutes. So you guys stick around. We'll be back with Mr. Phil Berg in just a moment. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I need to point something out here. Abraham Lincoln said in 1863 at the Gettysburg Address that the government was for the people, by the people, excuse me, government of the people was of the people, for the people, and by the people. Is this the reason why you have taken this initiative to go head-to-head with Barack Obama? I mean, you've taken on some powers here that are just absolutely insane. I mean, these people are very powerful.
I understand that, but
Doesn't that make you afraid? Doesn't that put any type of fear in you at all?
No, because there's nothing more important than our Constitution, and it's a basic doctrine we have here. And if everyone in this country can't stand up and unite and just say, show us, you know, we want to enforce the Constitution. You want to be our president? Show us that you're qualified to be the president. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says, I want to be, you know, people talking about being president. He says, what? Go amend your Constitution. What's Barack Obama say? I don't need your, I'm a candidate for change. I don't need your Constitution. I can walk all over it. And that's what he's saying by doing this, the same as when he didn't salute the American flag, the same as when he wouldn't put on the lapel pin of the American flag, which he now wears every day because he realizes that he looked like, you know what, by not wearing it.
Well, he looks like a communist. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, that's because he is a communist. He's a Marxist. He's a socialist. That's his problem right there. He's not interested. He has no loyalty to the American people or the American flag, despite the fact that he's running for the President of the United States, based on his words and his actions, and more importantly, his affiliations in the likes of Bill Ayers and Khalid. All these people, I mean, it goes back, and now the L.A. Times is withholding technically what could be considered evidence for your case. Is there any way you could use that?
Well, I think the American public should do it. I mean, how, you know, I mean, it's absurd. I mean, and Obama should be asking for the release of it to show that he did nothing wrong, but he won't, because it shows he did do something wrong. I mean, we have someone here who, you know, it's just there's so many things there that with a normal individual would be questioned, they'd be thrown away by the public. For some reason, he has a spell over people like a Pied Piper, and it doesn't even make sense. It doesn't make sense. I think even the feigning at the early rallies was, in my opinion, fake. I don't, you know, people who are drinking and are hot at concerts and going crazy over the music, they feign. You don't faint when you hear Barack Obama speak. Give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the game plan. I think it's been progressively planned out what they would do in this campaign.
I remember watching Barack when he was just getting his momentum up here, I don't know, 2 or 3 months ago, 4 months ago, and I saw on television one of his speeches, and some woman behind him, off in the crowd, there's 2 or 3 of them, one of them was very exuberant. She was crying. She was tearing up. She was. It was almost like she was about to have a heart attack standing behind him. And it was at that moment that I realized that this man had a power over people that was almost supernatural. It was. I got an email the other day from Spiral Enterprises from Lloyd Carpenter. He's representing a speaker, wanting him to come on the radio program. They said that Barack Obama is hypnotizing people, just like Adolf Hitler did. And I liken it to that, because Adolf Hitler was an eloquent speaker, even though I couldn't understand a word he was saying. But he was an eloquent speaker. He moved people. And that is what's so scary about the likes of Barack Obama, and the fact that so many people are willing to hide and to lie and to conceal and to cover up a conspiracy within conspiracy and conspiracy to keep the facts from the American people in regard to him getting into power. What does that say about our society, at least from your perspective, Phil?
Well, it's a strange year, 2008 or 2007, as well. This campaign's been going on for, it feels like, 10 years.
Right.
There's something strange is going on about it, and it's weird, and I don't understand it. It's hard for me when people are knocking and saying Governor Palin has no experience, but they say Obama has. I mean, Governor Palin has 10 times more experience than Obama does.
Absolutely.
And it breaks my heart talking like this, but everyone says how his background in this, he's never administered anything, he never ran anything. I mean, and right now, think about it, he's been a U.S. Senator for 3 years, and for 2 of them, we've been paying him to run around the country campaigning.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? I mean, this guy come out of nowhere, has absolutely no experience. If you go back to the Bible and you're a religious person, Barack Obama, in my opinion, fits the criteria for being the Antichrist, at least one of them. And a lot of people don't know this. I'll go into it real quick with you here, Phil. There are 2 Antichrists. There's one who comes from the sea, who is the political power. There's another, which is the right-hand person of Satan, who is the religious power, and he comes from the land. Now, Barack Obama knows... Well, oh yeah, that's right. Reverend Wright, Jeremiah Wright, there's a religious power, and Barack Obama himself. Now, who does Barack know, and so forth and so on? You see where I'm going with this?
Absolutely. And if I can, I divert a little bit, but this is where I think I'm coming from. A young lady came into my office today and handed me this letter and said, "I just had to come in and shake your hand and give you a donation here." And she gave me a letter, and I didn't read it till after she left. And I have so many letters here, but just took this one up, just came in today. "I'm pleased to support you and your efforts to prove that Barack Obama is an illegitimate citizen. You are an answer to prayer, and for months we have needed a hero. I salute you. You are like Phinehas in the Bible. The book of Numbers, chapter 25, verses 6 to 13, speaks of his boldness as he attacked the one who mocked the laws of the land and dared the leadership to stop him. May your zeal accomplish the same results, and may the blessing of God spoken over Phinehas, a covenant of everlasting peace on him and all his seed, be yours. Know that there are thousands who are praying and are grateful for your attempt to make the fraud a matter of record and honor the Constitution of the United States. May your future be better than your past, and may God bless you abundantly for your heart for the truth. Sincerely yours." And that, to me, that's what this is all about. I am standing up for each and every one of your listeners, whatever our political persuasions. Many are different than mine. And people say that when they call me. They say, you know, politically I can't support many of your issues, but on this you're dead center. You're right on target, because there's nothing more important than our U.S. Constitution.
Absolutely. This is the point where everybody here steps up and becomes the patriot, which is ironic that you're on the Patriot Brigade Talk Radio Network. When we put aside our political agendas and we all come back together as U.S. citizens, all of us, every one of us, for the better good of this country, and we start straightening out our politicians, and we start calling them down and asking them, "Hey, excuse me, what the hell was you thinking when you did that dumb thing?" You know, and calling people's ethics into question. I mean, you got to dude over in Alaska right now who's going through. He's not a felon yet, but he's been charged in with, what, seven felonies, I think it is? And he's still not a felon as far as he's concerned because he's a politician. It's semantics. Politicians love semantics. They love to play on words. And Barack Obama has got to be one of the best in the world at it. Where do you think, from here, Phil, because I know you got to go, where do you think we're going to, what do you think we're going to see happen from right here? I want to say, God, Phil, I just want to reach out and go, yeah, I want to hug you. I want to make sure you're okay, because you're fighting the fight for all of us here. But where do you think this is going to go? What do you think is going to happen in court?
I just think that the right thing is going to happen. I think either one or two things are going to happen. I think the Supreme Court of the United States is going to come through and do something to see that the Constitution is followed, or the American people are going to stand up and vote down Barack Obama, because there's too many unanswered questions out there. I don't buy all the polls out there. And, I mean, I know he's a Pied Piper here, but I think that we've raised enough questions out there, and I think people are just going to vote him down if the Supreme Court doesn't withdraw him.
Right on. Well, I have to agree with you. Right on. Right on. Absolutely. Well, Phil, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you being here on the program. I will make this available to you so you can give it out to anybody that you want.
Great.
If I ask any questions or anything that I need to cover that you might want to throw out there to dissuade your critics.
No, I think we've basically covered everything. I mean, you know, people, like I say, have accused me of being the right-wing Republican, which I'm not. People have accused me of being a racist. I'm not. I'm straightforward. I've answered any of your questions here. Do you have anything else you want to bring to, you know, try to...
I can't think of anything else. I mean, it sounds to me like you're being perfectly honest, not only with this audience, but the rest of the world.
You know, I mean, there's nothing more important than this, and it's time for everyone listening here to tell your friends to listen to this, to go back on the replays, or spread the word that there's nothing more important than our U.S. Constitution. We have to stand firm. And if Barack Obama can't come forth and show that he is a natural-born citizen and qualified to be president of the United States, and come forth with the exact reasons and show us by Monday, I think that you should tell all of your friends, I don't care who they vote for, but they should vote for anyone except Barack Obama, because I think if we do vote for him, if he gets in, we're going to have a battle. We're headed towards a constitutional crisis in this country. The leaders around the world, from very good sources I know, they know that he was born in Kenya. People in Hawaii know he was not born there. Let's stop playing games here. You know, let's come forth with the truth. Let 2008 end on a positive note. Let's not have riots in the streets. Let's have Barack Obama go off to his little way as a loser, which he should be for being dishonest with all of us, and let us work together for, like I'm with you here, and you and I don't agree on all our issues, but let's become united for the common purpose, the common good, and that is the betterment of the United States of America, and to try to raise the esteem of the United States of America in the eyes of people around the world. We used to be thought of as so high. Right now, we're not. This past administration has caused us all kinds of trouble. We've lost all kinds of rights. We've lost all kinds of steam around the world. And it's time that we unite for the betterment of this country, for ourselves, for our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren.
I have to agree with you 100%. Absolutely. People want to call it being bipartisan. I don't consider it bipartisan. I consider it being Americans. That's what it should be considered, not bipartisan. Those are words, those are semantics, like I just mentioned, that politicians use. Let's don't use those. Let's just be Americans. All right. Well, Phil, I appreciate you being here. I can't tell you how much. Would you please keep me up to date as to what's going on, either through Webster or through yourself?
I sure will. And a special hi to Webster Tarplay, who's been a great friend, and he accompanied me at the Supreme Court for my filing, and I wish him and his family well.
Absolutely. Well, we wish you well, your family well, and you. If you have anything for us, don't hesitate to give us a call. You have my line, and we'll talk to you later on.
My pleasure.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, bud. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was live. That was Mr. Phil Berg. I told you I was going to get him on here. Boy, I didn't know, though. I didn't know if I was going to be able to get him on here. I really didn't. But that's it tonight. Listen, I'm going to leave you guys with all this to think about. It's an awful lot. By the way, there is one thing I'd like to address. I got an email from a guy named Frank Reynolds. I don't even know if that's his name or not. But if it's Frank Reynolds, his email is dipwad@landlamfear.com. You chicken crap, you. You write this email to me saying you have to be embarrassed of yourself. Have you no dignity? Have I no dignity? I have more dignity than you do. You're the one who didn't even put a reply email in an email that you sent to me? Have I no dignity? You're a chicken. You're chicken lily-livered, Frank Reynolds. You know who you are out there listening to me as well. I got a bunch of other emails here. I want to tell everybody thank you very much. Robert, I wanted to say thank you to you. I got a bunch of emails out here while the show was going on tonight. I'm sorry I could not get to them. I wanted to focus on Mr. Phil Berg and stay committed to this conversation and deliver as much information as I possibly could. All right, that's it. Ladies and gentlemen, for Tara McKenzie, myself, oh, my God. All of our sponsors, I got to get it out here because I'm losing my little mind here. Snark Food, Aaron Dunlap, Wolf Laser, Mr. Jim Wolf, Dynavite, my friend Diane over there. If you guys don't know about this feline supplement, you got to go check it out. This is awesome. It'll help your cats stay very healthy. And they've also got dog food. Go check that out. Cylinder Stoves, 1-800-586-3829. Survival Made Easy, and as well as my other survival crew out there in Oregon at PreparedPlanet.com. Miss Janice Medore, love you. You guys take care. And Coastland Technologies. Don't forget, $35 per year for web hosting at CoastlandTech.com. Check out my buddy Don Peek at CoastlandTech.com. And all of those people from all over the world who have come to listen and watch and see what's happening at LandlandFear.com, I'm not ashamed of anything. I'm hanging it out here for you. If you like it, listen. If you don't, turn it the hell off. Because this radio program's for you. I'm not trying to be anybody special. I'm just getting to the bottom of the barrel. Let's find out together what's real, what's not real. We're waging the war on the matrix of confusion right here on Overnight AM. See you guys Monday night. You guys have a great Halloween and a wonderful weekend.